I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week will be interesting. Georgia lost. Ole Miss lost. Utah lost. We go to Greg, who gives us his top 12 teams in college football.
So I like to do this on Saturday, basically as soon as every game is finished. But I had a tough time sorting through this one. By the time Sunday afternoon rolled around, I had a clear sense of what the teams were, where I was ranking them, and why I was doing so. So let's start with number 12, Notre Dame. They are back into Greg Palm. Why? Because they have the best pair of wins on the season. When you combine at Texas A&M and Louisville at home, which they did Saturday, they have given those two teams each their only loss of the season. Now, the NIU loss is still going to continue to anchor them. It's going to make ascending the rankings a little bit more difficult, but they are here because of those two wins. Number 11, Ole Miss. They're bottoming out here because their loss is better than Notre Dame's loss. Notre Dame has a worse loss than Ole Miss.
They don't have any wins.
That's true. Now, they've got a little bit of a soft non-conference schedule. I'm still going on a little bit of what I've seen here. And, Jim, you are right. They are going to be capped a little bit by their schedule. They have three chances really to vault up. At LSU, home to Oklahoma, and Georgia. Without winning those games, it's going to be tough to really vault up. And I think if they even lose, say, the LSU-Oklahoma game, might be seeing them get out of here.
So they lost to Kentucky. What value do you give Kentucky regarding, hey, they took Georgia to the wire and now they beat Ole Miss?
Repeatability gives them a second data point that Kentucky is a feisty SEC team. Number 10, class of the Big 12, BYU.
Whoa.
One of two undefeated teams in the XII, along with Iowa State, by the way. They thumped Kansas State 2 weeks ago. Got a big lead at Baylor before holding on for the win. They do now have a transitive win over Utah. They beat Kansas State, who beat Arizona, who beat Utah late Saturday night.
All right.
I like it.
It's still a factor. And look, with the data points, and look, those two are going to play each other. I think it's going to be mid-October or even late October. Uh-huh. Holy War.
This is the beautiful part of Greg Palm. It takes all of the analytics into it.
Number 9, Missouri. Bye week last week, so nothing new. Now they have a road game, which is the Greg Palm game of the week.
Ooh.
Texas A&M. They are on the road. We're going back to College Station. Who would have thought Texas A&M going to be the kingmakers of college football? We had the Notre Dame game week 1. Now Missouri, and don't forget who Texas A&M finishes the season with. It's at home against Texas, that rivalry coming back. Texas A&M, by the way, undefeated since that week 1 home loss to Notre Dame. So it should be an interesting one with Missouri coming to town. Number 8, Miami. Now, they could have succumbed to the same fate that Ole Miss did. To their credit, Cam Ward, Xavier Restrepo, they made two improbable plays, and they are fortunate that the final play in the Hail Mary was overturned, originally called a touchdown for Virginia Tech. So a little bit fortunate to be here, but to their credit, they did get the win. They are at number 8. Number 7, Penn State. Quality win against Illinois, Greg Palm game of the week. At home again this week to take on UCLA. Number 6, Oregon. Their soft Big Ten rollout continues. So, they won at an old conference rival. Basically a Pac-12 game, which is now credited in Big Ten standings. Now, they're playing a traditional Big Ten teams, but they're hosting them. Next week, they're going to play the conference elite, but they're going to be hosting them. Then they will finally go on the road to a traditional Big Ten school that is at Purdue. I hope that one turns out better for Lucy than the Notre Dame game did, John.
Yeah. They just fired their OC.
Yeah, and so that will complete their full Big Ten experience by the end of the month in October. Number 5, Tennessee Volunteers.
Okay.
Nothing new here. They were on a bye week after that win at Oklahoma. Their season is down to the third Saturdays. October, it's Alabama. November, it's at Georgia. They should be a playoff team without any unexpected losses outside of those two. And if they win one of those two, I mean, we're talking about them competing for an SEC title.
Yep.
Number four, Georgia Bulldogs. Look, if this was live standings like they do in soccer matches, we would have seen Georgia get knocked down to 10, 11, crept up slowly as they made their comeback in late first half into the second half, back up to a resounding number one when Carson Beck hit that long touchdown pass to give the Bulldogs a lead. And now they settle back down here to number four after Alabama's huge play to Ryan Williams. Look, they lost to now the number one team in the AP poll in the country in an all-time classic. So I'm not going to demerit them too much.
Too much.
But
I
they
agree.
Do now have two things to look at. The close win at Kentucky, now this loss at Alabama. And Jim, you're right. I was surprised that their defense was getting torched as easily as they were in the first half of that game. But to their credit, they didn't lay down. They didn't quit. They came back. Number three. Ohio State won at Michigan State. Jeremiah Smith continues to dazzle. He has a 5-for-83 and one line against the Spartans, plus a 19 yards rushing touchdown. They're hosting Iowa in the CBS game this week. Number two, Texas. Like Oregon, new soft conference rollout. Hosted a traditional SEC team. They got a bye week. And now it's Red River after that, which is what they've been doing for decades. So it's nothing new for them. Keeping an eye on Quinn Ewers' injury for the Longhorns. Yes, Arch Manning has played well, but you'd rather have your senior, your starter, the guy who's a Heisman Trophy candidate after the win at Michigan. And number one, Alabama Crimson Tide. Best win of the season, cemented DeBoer as a top two college football coach, averaging 46 points per game. They are at Vanderbilt coming up on Saturday.
John, any key takeaways?
My key takeaway is, what do you make of college football right now? I mean, obviously no Michigan. Not surprised, because the AP and the coaches poll have Michigan at 10. They're the number one for them, other than Georgia, the number one one-loss team. But who really thinks that they're a playoff team? And then you look at, you know, USC, who they beat, Ole Miss, who just lost to Kentucky, LSU, Notre Dame, Clemson, all of them with one loss. Who's really, do you think, is a playoff team in that bunch?
You're wondering if we have 12 good teams.
Yeah, I mean,
like, okay, Greg has Ole Miss in there. I don't know that they're a good team. Like, truth be told, I don't know that Kentucky's that good. They got bombed by South Carolina. I don't know. Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin are a classic front-running team. If maybe we don't have, well, at this
and
point,
you're
12 good teams.
You're talking about the pride of the Big 12, BYU?
Eh.
I mean, that's the thing is I just don't know. We get to the end of the year and we're looking at a 12-team playoff. Last year was really the first time where you're like, okay, there's five teams that belong. Now you're looking at going, how are we going to fill this with 12 good football teams?
Well, what I would say is, remember, we are a third of the way down the season. So we still got two-thirds remaining and things are going to sort themselves out. There's plenty of times for things to sort themselves out. Few teams on the outside of the rankings. You can guess who they are. I don't like to divulge who those other teams are.
Secret.
But you can imagine that those teams can bubble up and make a run in the playoffs.
A team I would circle, Clemson. Keep an eye on them.
Dabo doing it his way.
Undefeated in the ACC. That is Greg Palm. It's 97.1.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent. I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.